Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. Welcome to the Castro Valley CMEA Band Orchestra Festival here on May 5th, 2018. My name is Joe Murphy. I'm the music director at Tierra Linda Middle School in San Carlos, California. I had the pleasure of hearing, I think, four of your other groups from the school this weekend, and I've been looking forward to hearing this band, as I'm also a music school director, and I've heard your wind ensemble before when we shared a concert at the CMEA State Level Festival, and was really impressed then, so I've been looking forward to this. Okay, so for the first four bars here, that's our intro. That's your, I want you to think of the first notes that you play in a piece as you're kind of like reading the back of a book when, you know, the author has to figure out, how do I make somebody want to buy this book and read the rest of the story in just a short couple paragraphs? And that's your first four or five bars to a piece of music. It's the attention getting. The audience wants to know, do I want to keep listening? So I could use a much bigger forte at the beginning. And then once we're like, oh, sweet, now I know what we've got, then back it down at five. All right, let's be careful of intonation on the saxophone. Very nice tone, very nice balance. Great trumpet sound. Nice, good style trumpets. Nice balance between the clarinet, flute, and trumpet. Okay, perhaps in the last two bars we can back down on the half notes and whole notes so that we can hear the timpani solo a little bit. Let's make sure everybody breathes on the upbeat. So that you could come in together. Consider exactly what kind of tonguing you're going to use to start. Are you going to go with an air attack? Or a tongued attack. Very great ominous sound here. Beautiful. Get careful on the tuning of intervals in the trombone section. Yeah, careful of the, intonation there. Good, it sounds like you have a, you know exactly what you want to do with your phrases here. Staying still a little bit too much. It's nice and sustained and beautiful in that regard. And it may not say that there's crescendos and decrescendos in the music, but the analogy I always make is, you know, when you leave your house in the morning, you have a direction of where you want to walk. You know where you're going to go. Or when you start a conversation with somebody, you know what you want to say. Musically, as soon as you get into a phrase, you need to have a direction and a purpose. And that's kind of an advanced concept to talk about, but this group can handle that. So see, just sitting here, da, 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 we should have a purpose, dee, da, 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 you know? And that's where the emotion will come out of your music too, is in that longing. Very good job not going sharp there, flutes. We should still be listening down. I'm hearing all the high instruments. At the end there, I need to be able to still, it's pianissimo throughout the entire ensemble. So I still want to make sure that I can hear the tuba at the bottom. Can we dance? We need to make this dance. Ting ta dun ting tun tun ting ta dun tun. Have some more fun with this. Again, ta da ting da dun dun ting dun. A little more bounce to the sound. If you think of this as a sea shanty, a pirate song. In the rhythm of da 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 da, if you think of the 16th note as a pickup into the next note, ta ta da ta ta ta, and treat it as ta ta da with the tonguing, it'll really help for that 16th note to be articulated well. So ti ta da ta ta ta, ti ta da ta ta ta, ti ta da ta ta ta. So just maybe practice singing it that way, ti ta da ta ta ta, ti ta da ta ta ta. That'll also give the first note a lift, giving it more of a dance feel. Okay. Nice playing. Nice playing. Very, very well controlled sound. Very well controlled tone, balance. I would also suggest, and we'll see in the next pieces, if it happens, but the dynamic range is really, and I know I've said this for other groups too, but there's a bigger, especially now, I heard a lot of groups on the stage that are smaller than this that produce much bigger sounds on the fortes and the fortissimos. What I wouldn't want you to do is go to a volume where you lose your control and your balance and your blend, because we never want to do that. But sometimes we need to push it and try to go louder than we think we can go. And it might not sound good at first, but with proper technique and work, it can be developed so that you've got a really nice fortissimo, big volume sound. And also explore the softest you can play with a nice, beautiful sound. Flutes, try to listen up to the mallets. Listen to that vibraphone is much higher than your pitch. Right now, because we're holding a note against the vibraphone, and the vibraphone is just much sharper than the flute note that we're holding, so it's throwing off the intonation here at the beginning. I can't really tell where the tonal center is. Where is that concert B flat? Trumpet, you're pushing sharp, and then when you decrescendo, you're going flat. So maybe working intonation through crescendos and decrescendos. personally, for the tenuto marking, I'm hearing bum, 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 which is much more of like a passante feel to me. I think by definition, tenuto doesn't have a decrescendo on the note at all. I would make sure that those notes sustain all the way through, and then encourage them not only to sustain the note, but then to also support the four-bar phrase underneath with shaping through those accompaniment notes. Careful, lower trumpet part to make sure you're playing in tune. Nice line there, French horn. Okay. Very, again, controlled. You're doing such a great job. It's really, really tough, clarinet and band. You're really doing a great job at sustaining this slow tempo and not pushing your director or pushing the music forward. I would just make sure that we maintain direction in the phrase and in the line to make sure that doesn't become stagnant and feel like it's standing still at all. We can play slow without it sounding like it's standing still. As we get louder, who leads this? The lower instruments need to lead it. Great job, the rest of the flutes. Keep the pitch up when you come in. Really nice job with the fortissimo. Very tough to keep that balanced with a tuba not playing. I did feel like the tempo marking of 58 was a little slow there at 45, so it seemed to really stand still a little bit, but make sure you get down to the pitch trombone. All right. Yeah, we've got, I think, one person playing sharp. Gotta break down. Great. Yeah, that's kind of an epic piece. Okay, so basic takeaways from this here. Even though we're playing slow, there still needs to be direction. From the point that you start the phrase, there needs to be direction of when that phrase ends. You need to know where you're going right from the beginning so that we don't get caught playing slowly and playing beat by beat, measure by measure. We should be playing sets of measures, sets of beats, sets of rhythms together expressively. Okay, you just proved that you can play with a massive sound with the fortissimo. I'd love to hear the fortissimo playing in your band get up there a little bit more often. But you definitely showed that you could go there. So well done, and super, super well done controlling slow tempo and not rushing your conductor. You know, we have this natural tendency to want to take slow music faster and fast music slower. And the middle ground is about like 96 beats per minute. So playing 58 beats per minute, we really want to rush. But your band is really well under control. That they don't give me that sense of needing to do that. So bravo. Job percussion, really tasteful. Good job with the ostinato underneath. Maybe a little more lift on the portamento notes. D D D D D D D ya da D. Maybe a little bit more lift. Okay, so this is the fortissimo I was waiting for earlier. This is really exciting. Now, if you like this music more than the music you liked, you played earlier, you need to make sure that we don't hear that as an audience. You need to make us believe that you like all this music evenly, even though this is like really cool middle school music. And I know a lot of kids relate to John Mackey music. A good clarinet. From what I've been saying, are we just going to hold these notes steady, or are we going to have some shape in the phrases, right? I'll stay consistent and steady with that we don't just hold notes steady. Good job, is that maracas back there? Yeah, good job, maraca. Not easy to keep this going. Seems like a super boring part, but I promise you it is the most important thing going right now, because if you don't hold that steady, the band will fall apart. So well done. We got to get the articulation together on the lower instruments. Good dynamic contrast. Well done. Now who's the melody? Trumpets. The upper woodwinds aren't the melody here. They've got the fast moving part. But the trumpets, you had the moving harmonic line there. Good. Thank you for the dynamic contrast. Very nice. Again, melody. Where's the melody? A lot of sound happening, but it's not evident. It's a little bit better between flutes and trumpet here. Piano. Great job, trombones. Wonderful sound on your glissando. Great arrival point at S. Percussion. Beautiful job. Now I can hear the melody. So we just need to make sure we maintain that during tutti sections. Well done. Great closing piece. So the sound is in there, that fortissimo is in there, the dynamic contrast is in there. The dynamic contrast you showed on the fortissimo piano, back up to fortissimo, showed the range that this band has with dynamics that I would love to hear happen in the first piece that you played, because it would bring so much more so many more dimensions to the first piece that you played. And I know they're not the same style of piece, so maybe you don't want to play that loud there, but it definitely showed that it's within you to give a little bit more, okay? So very, very, very well done. I think my main points for this ensemble, there were some intonation issues in the more exposed areas. Not too bad, but some harmonic intonation issues in exposed areas, but pretty well done. Of course, the tone of this ensemble is so well balanced, or so well controlled, pretty well balanced as well. Your rhythms, your facility, your precision, your technique is great. There were some articulation. I think they're probably choices your director made with you. So I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you could play tenuto in the style that I was singing, but it might be a personal artistic choice that that your director's made with you back in the second piece to kind of die away from the notes a little bit and put more pulse into them. And I understand, you know, we all have our own creative things we want to do. So I have no doubts about your articulation, that you can handle it really well. That was also showed off. You showed great technique in undertow. That was awesome. You really brought the dynamics in the last piece and even in the second piece. And I thought the choice of music was great. We had kind of standard, and then a nice slow piece, and then a flashy ending. So very entertaining. Just make sure you keep musical lines moving forward. Flat lines are typically not good. flat lines are not something we're usually happy with in music. And so when you just hold a long note piano or mezzo piano or even mezzo forte, and there's no growth and there's no shape to it, as a listener, we kind of tune out and stop listening because it sounds like it's directionless. So that would be one major step that I think soloists and some ensemble players can make here, would be finding the direction in all of your long note playing or long phrase playing. playing groups of notes, groups of measures, and not individual notes or individual measures. Okay, really enjoyed hearing you play. That was well worth the wait, and thanks so much again for bringing your program and sharing your music with us today. I hope my comments are helpful to you.